Hi, this week the subject on Bible Talk is Things God Cannot Do. All of our lives we may have been taught that God is omnipotent or all-powerful and that He can do anything. But did you know that there are some things that are impossible for even God to do? I don't mean that there are some things that are difficult for God to do, nor do I mean that there are some things that are inconvenient for Him to do. No, what I mean is that there are some things that are absolutely impossible for God to do, and these things are impossible because of who He is. First, God, because He is God, cannot lie. Lying is so inconsistent with God's nature that if He actually did lie, He would cease to be God. Therefore, because He is who He is, He cannot lie. In Titus chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible speaks of the hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. So, God cannot lie, according to this passage. In the Garden of Eden, Satan had implied to the woman that God had deceived her. He told her, in effect, that God had lied, and if she ate the forbidden fruit, that she would not die like God said, but she would become wise like God. Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Isn't this typical of Satan? Accusing God of lying? Telling men that God does not mean what He says? No, my friend. When God says something, He means exactly what He says. He does not lie. And any preacher that would tell you that God does not mean what He says, that preacher himself is the one lying. For example, God said if you want to be saved from sin, you must do more than simply believe Jesus is the Son of God. In James 2, verse 24, the Bible says, "You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." Now listen to that. We're not saved by faith only, but there are preachers every day who stand before unsuspecting people, and they teach that if they only believe in Jesus and say a little prayer, that they can be saved. Now, either the preacher is right or God is. Either the preacher is lying or God is lying. And the Bible says in Romans 3, verse 4, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." When God says that we are not saved by faith only, He is right. And any preacher that says otherwise is lying. Jesus, God's own Son, said in Mark 16, verse 16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." If you want to be saved, you must listen to God because He cannot lie. It takes both believing in Jesus and immersion in water in order to be saved. Well, second, God cannot tempt men with evil. He cannot tempt men with evil. Sometimes the Scriptures teach that God tempted men. For example, in Genesis 22, verse 1, the Bible says, "God did tempt Abraham." Well, this means that God tested Abraham. He tested Abraham to see if Abraham would obey Him in all things. But God never has tempted men with sin. He never has dangled evil allurements in front of men trying to entice them to do evil. In James chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, the Bible says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I'm tempted by God.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He tempt Himself anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed." This passage teaches plainly that God cannot Himself be tempted with evil, and He has not and will not tempt men with such things. This is contrary to God's nature. Anytime that you're tempted to participate in something that is evil or unscriptural, it's not God enticing you to do that. Now, let me give you some specific examples. In the Bible, the Lord taught His people to speak one man at a time in the public assemblies of the church. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 29 through 32. Sometimes two or more people would begin to speak at the same time, and they would claim that the Holy Spirit made them do it. They just couldn't help themselves. But the Lord said, "This is nonsense. God did not tempt these men to violate the Scriptures, and He did not make those men all speak at the same time." Listen to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 32 and 33. Verse 32 says, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. In other words, the prophets are in control of themselves, and they cannot blame God's Holy Spirit for making them do something. In verse 33, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. In this same chapter, the Lord also taught that women are to remain silent in all public assemblies of the church. Did you know that? In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34 and 35, the Bible says, let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in church. And yet there are women today that insist on their right to speak out in these assemblies. Some of them claim that the Holy Spirit of God is making them speak out, and they just can't help themselves. But remember this, God cannot tempt men or women to do evil. It is wrong and sinful for women to speak in the public assemblies of the church, and any preacher that would say otherwise is not teaching the truth of God. Listen carefully to this. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, right after the women were told to be silent, the Bible says, if anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. Now, I know it's not a popular thing to teach that women must keep silent in the public assemblies of the church, but the Lord is the one who gave this commandment, and to my knowledge, He has never granted anyone the right to repeal it. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to go to our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.